Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
A major snowstorm is on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A revitalized shoreline conceptual design for Harwood draws inspiration from the local heritage, including paying homage to the historical railroad activity. Battersfield and Associates of Peterborough presented to Hamilton Township Council Tuesday, stating this recommended concept is a marrying of the two designs. Once complete, the shoreline will have a beach and dock access and a walking path. C.L. Pinto, a landscape architect, says the design is a reminder of the past.
The main overarching goal was to really honor and make a nod to the heritage of the site and the railway. But alongside that, we also really wanted to incorporate any of the feedback from the community open house, as well as make some functional improvements to the site that'll be sustainable in the long term.
A cost analysis for the project was not presented to council, and it did not make any decisions regarding the future of the shoreline. The town of Cobourg says there will be intermittent downtown lane, sidewalk, and street closures for Monday and Tuesday next week to permit geotechnical investigation to proceed. On King Street West between George and 2nd, this stretch immediately in front of Victoria Hall, there will be a short duration of single lane closures. Flag persons will be present to keep the traffic flow going. During this time, the Henley Arcade walkway will be closed to pedestrian traffic, as well as sidewalks on the north side of King Street West at the Henley Arcade walkway, as well as the north side of Albert Street between 1st and 2nd Streets will have a short duration closure. The announcement says the access to King Street retail stores will be maintained. Public comment is now open on the initial project description for the proposed new nuclear project at the Wesleyville site in Port Hope. The proposed project by Ontario Power Generation would produce up to 10,000 megawatts of new nuclear generating capacity and operate for 78 years. Comments should be based on local, regional, or Indigenous knowledge of the site or surrounding environment, or provide any other relevant information that may support the conduct of this assessment. Public submission deadline is February 11th. Now turning to sports, in provincial junior hockey, the Port Hope Panthers are in Picton tomorrow night, while the Trent Hills Thunder lost 6-0 to Lakefield last evening, and the Raptors are in Indiana tonight to play the Pacers. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Looking for a sweet rate on your savings? At Ganawaska Financial Credit Union, we're offering sweet rates designed to help your money grow with confidence. Right now, you can lock in a four-year guaranteed rate at 3.65%, a solid return with no surprises and peace of mind you can count on. To explore this offer and check out our other great rates, visit ganawaskacu.com, stop by a branch or speak with one of our friendly advisors today. Ganawaska Financial Credit Union. Sweet rates, smart savings.
Oh my gosh, it's been a long summer with so much junk in my garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Snow tonight, roughly 2 to 4 centimeters, low minus 14, wind chill of minus 8 this evening and minus 24 overnight. Snow ending late tomorrow afternoon, then cloudy, 40% chance of flurries, roughly 5 centimeters. Temperature steady near minus 10, wind chill of minus 23 in the morning, minus 18 in the afternoon, and periods of snow for Friday, high minus 4. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.